Oh, you can charge thing in that thing, a bucket of wooden peel and that thing.
What do they call that?
A peel, wooden peel. They have troughs to feed the hogs in. You need troughs to feed the hogs.
Do you ever hear that called a slop?
You know what you call a slop?
What?
You see, when you're saving food for the hog, like your potato peel and your rice and thing, you have a can or something and you dump that in, then you give it to the hog. At the restaurant, you can get the meat and bread and everything and bring to your hog.
So they call that the slop?
Yeah, that's what they call slop.
The slop can or slop bucket?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, slop bucket, yeah.
Uh-huh. What about the, if you cut some flowers and wanted to keep them in the house, you put them in a...
A glass, a vase.
And something that you'd use for frying eggs in?
A frying pan.
Uh-huh. Is that what they used to have?
Yeah, they got it in there.
Do you ever see one with little legs on it that you could use for a fireplace?
Oh, an old time pot?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's indeed. I got one. They used to call it an oven.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. They put tree leaves on. Mm-hmm. I had one, I don't know what happened to my pot. I remember about this high. I just don't remember what happened to my pot. My pot got lost in a storm once or what. Had four tree little leaves about this long. Mm-hmm. An old time pot.
What about if you were setting the table? What would you put next to each plate for people to eat with?
A fork and a spoon, a fork and a knife.
Uh-huh. And if you serve steak nowadays and it wasn't very tender, you might have to put out steak.
Knife.
And when you're washing dishes, the cloth or the rag that you use?
Yeah, I call it a dish towel.
That you use when you're washing them?
Mm-hmm.
What about when you're drying them?
Well, I use a big, when I'm washing, I use a little, something like a little washcloth, a dish towel. Mm-hmm. They're small. And the long, then what you're drying is long like this, you got a dry dish towel. They're all dish towels.
Mm-hmm. And?
But the little one that you wash dishes with is small, and the big, the larger one is to dry the dishes.
Say if you wanted to pour something from a big container into something with a narrow mouth, to keep it from spilling out, you'd pour it through a
funnel.
Uh-huh. And if you were driving horses and wanted them to go faster, you'd hit them with
a buggy whip.
Uh-huh. And nowadays, if your light wasn't burning, you'd screw in a new...
Mm-hmm. Screw the bulb up.
Uh-huh. And you mentioned something that flour used to come in. That would be a...
Flour?
Uh-huh.
Flour you make bread with?
Uh-huh.
Come in a white sack sometimes. Used to. Now you buy them in a bag. I guess they still sell them in sacks.
What's the difference between a sack and a bag?
Well, a sack is made out of cotton. You can use that for anything. You can wash them and use it. But the bag you throw is it away, the paper bag.
Uh-huh. What about if you bought a whole lot of flour? What would it come in?
Some of it is in bags, some of it in sacks. I don't see no more sack flour no more.
What about a big wooden thing? It'd come in.
Well, the flour, oh, you used to get it in barrels before.
Uh-huh.
When we come up, that's what my mother used to buy it in barrels.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't see no, you don't even talk about no barrel of flour no more. People buy no flour, no barrel no more.
Mm-hmm.
Little 5 pound of flour, little 10 pound of flour in bag.
What about the things that would run around the barrel to hold the wood in place?